神再次谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, again, we come before you and thank you.
今天你的众儿女再次围绕在你的宝座面前。
As the children around your throne,
你所赐给我们的饼杯，我们都已经领用了。
We accepted the bread and the wine.
主啊，这是你的身体为我们擘开。
It is your body that's broken for us.
这是你的血为我们流出来。
It's your blood that's shed for us.
这一切你就是为了得着我们这一批人。
It is because you want to gain us.
今天我们都能够成为你的儿女，围绕在你的宝座面前，是你白白的恩典。
It is your free grace that we can become your children.
让我们再次献上我们的感谢。
Again, we offer you our thanksgiving.
也但愿所有的荣耀、所有的尊贵、所有的权柄都归给那天上的父，我们的主耶稣基督。
May all glory, honor belongs to you.
祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.我想我们擘饼聚会暂时停摆这边。
Breaking a bread will stop here.
小朋友和主日学的老师可以先离开。
Sunday school teacher and children can leave now.
我们一起再来唱一首诗歌，第277首。
We'll sing a song 277.
我们只唱第一节和第三节。
We only sing verse 1 and 3.
天上父，让我们真实说，我们愿意更多的认识基督。
Oh Lord, as we come before you, how we want to say, we want to know you more.
主啊，你的一切丰富，你的恩典都已经向我们展开。
All your fullness and salvation have been shown to us.
我们却常常因为世上的事情蒙蔽了我们的眼睛。
Many times our eyes is blind by the thing of the world.
主，今天我们在这里，我们就求你更多的用你的圣灵来启示我们。
Lord, we ask that you use your Holy Spirit to reveal yourself to us.
让我们能够真知道父神的旨意。
That we truly know God's will.
也让我们更多的所专注的是主你幔内的事。
That we may pay attention to what are behind the veil.
让我们真实活在这世上就是为了基督。
That we live on this world for Christ.
也再次把我们的感谢和赞美献给主。
We offer you our thanksgiving and praise.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
我想在今天分享今天的主题之前，我想先有一点点见证。
Before my sharing, I'd like to give you a little testimony.
我想这个见证也是大家都很关心的，也是大家一直在问这个问。
And is something everybody concerned have been asking about?
就是如何我们能够明白神的旨意。
How can we know the will of God?
我想我们上次交通的时候我们就提过这个问题。
Last time when I shared, we had talked about this.
我们也举了一个例子，举了一个年轻的一个弟兄，他在寻找究竟是在暑假的里面是做一份暑假的工作，还是去参加短宣。
And we have talked about an example as a young man who wanted to decide whether he should take a summer job or go to a short-term missionary.
我想上次我们听了这个时候，也许也就当了一个笑话。
And last time when we heard it, we take it like a joke.
但是实实在在在我们生活当中，我们确实会碰到一些问题。
But in fact, we encounter a real situations in our lives.
特别是一些比较重大的问题，我们如何来明白神的旨意
？Especially major decision, how can we know the will of God?
上次我们谈到这个青年，他是把圣经打开来随便一点。
So last time we talked about this young man just randomly opened the Bible and just point.
如果所点到的正是他心中所想的，他就说啊，这是神的旨意。
So if we point to something that according to his heart's desire, he would say, this is God's will.
如果点到的东西和他所想象完全不是那么一回事。
But if we point to something that is totally contrary to his heart's desire,
那往往他就说哦，这不是神的旨意，或者让我再来试一次。
He would say, this is not God's will, let me try it again.
一直试个两三次，一直试到当神的旨意和他所想的东西 match 在一起的时候，他就说啊，这就是神的旨意。
Until he point to a place where it match his heart's desire, then he will say, this is God's will for him.
我想这是当我们初初信主的时候。
This is what happened when we are new believers.
当我们属灵的生命还很幼嫩的时候。
When our spiritual life is still very young.
我们也许会用到这样的方法。
We might use this method.
但是当我们在属灵的逐渐长大的时候。
But as our spiritual life mature,
我们会感到这是一个非常可笑、非常幼稚的行为。
We think this is a very immature, ignorant thing.
因为在这个整个过程当中，做主的是你自己。
Because in this whole procedure, it is you who is deciding everything.
你说交在神的手里，但是好像神是为了来配合你的想法。
You might think I'm committing this matter to the Lord, but it is you who is deciding.
在我初初信主的时候
，When I first believe.
当我决定我第一份工作的时候
，When I decide on my first job.
我也是用这种很幼稚的方法。
I use this very immature method.
但当我们在主里逐渐长大的时候
，But as we continue to mature in the Lord,
我们知道我们应该更多的来祷告，更多的来寻求神的旨意。
That we should pray more and seek on His will.
在这里，我想做一个小小的见证。
I just want to share my little testimony.
在六月份的时候，当我要准备七月份这个讲到的这个题目的时候
，As I'm deciding on sermon topic in July, it's happening in June when I'm thinking about it.
当时我心中有一个题目。
And in my heart, there is a topic.
而且呢，我也有一些圣经的章节。
I already have some scriptures.
但我连续祷告了三四天以后呢，一直觉得很枯干。
But after praying for three or four days, I feel very dry inside.
只有一个骨头的架子，但是却没有血，没有肉。
It's just a body frame, but there's no flesh or blood.
在我继续的祷告以后呢，我发觉这也许不是神要我现在讲的题目。
So as I seek the Lord, I thought maybe this is not the topic I should share now.
因为那个时间还比较早，还是差不多两个礼拜的时间。
Because at that time it's like early, it's 2 weeks ahead.
所以我就整个把这个题目完全的放下。
So I dropped this topic.
然后我就根本不想要讲什么。
So, but I don't know what I should speak on.
只是恢复到我平时的那个习惯，看一些属灵的书籍，读一些圣经。
So I just go back to my habit and just read the Bible and read some spiritual books.
当我读经的过程当中，当我开始读以斯拉记和尼希米记的时候
，So as I was reading the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
慢慢的很清楚，就有一个题目出现在我的脑子里面。
And gradually, clearly, there is a topic in my heart.
从以色列民的回归重建。
It is to talk about the returning and the rebuilding.
想到我们教会现在的情况。
And talking about the situation of our church today.
我们教会不正是希望弟兄姐妹能够重新的合在一起来建设这个教会。
And we thinking about getting back together and rebuild the church.
当我把注意力集中在这两本书上的时候
，As I pay attention to these two books in the Bible.
当我反复在读这两本书的时候
，And I continue to read again and again of these two books.
一个非常清楚的一个 picture 就在我眼前出现了。
It is a very clear picture before me.
我们所有的侍奉
，All our services to the Lord.
我们所寻的神的旨意。
the will of God that we've been seeking.
他是要带领我们有一个合一的见证。
He wants to lead us to have a testimony of unity.
他是要我们在这个顺着这个旨意行的过程当中，他的目的是为了荣耀我们的神。
In this process, the goal is to glorify our Lord.
我想我们每个人都碰到这样的情况。
I think we all encounter this matter.
在家庭当中，我们如何夫妻之间有一个共同的看见？
And in the family, how husband and wife should have the same vision.
特别是做一些重大决定的时候。
Especially when we are facing some major decisions.
神一定会给夫妻有一个共同的看见。
The Lord would give the couple have the same mind.
同样的，在教会里面，我们教会该如何去行的时候。
The same way in the church, how we should proceed.
我想神一定会给我们每一个弟兄姐妹，特别是我们每一个同工有一个共同的看见。
And the Lord would give us, especially the co-workers, have the same mind.
其中也许有一个同工祷告以后，他有一个看见。
Or maybe a co-worker after he prayed, he has a certain thought.
但是在交通过程当中呢，好像其他的弟兄姐妹或者交通都没有看见这个问题。
As in fellowship with each other, maybe other brothers and sisters do not have the same vision.
那我们是不是说这个弟兄看的东西看错了呢？
Or perhaps we say maybe this brother had the wrong thought.
或者神的旨意并不是这样呢？
Or the will of God is not like this.
也许其他的弟兄姐妹还没有跟上。
Or other brother and sister had not coming up to this.
也许这样的事情在现在还不成熟。
Or maybe at that time it's not mature yet.
所以在这种情况下，这个弟兄或者姐妹就应该放下他的看法。
And that brother or sister should just lay down his thought for now.
放下他的主张。
Or put down his opinion.
也许继续的祷告，继续的等待。
And continue to pray, continue to wait.
直到有一天，我们大家的人都有同样的看见。
Until all of us have the same mind.
我们有同一的心智。
Of the same heart.
这是我们一同来行，神一定会加倍祝福这段时间。
So as we proceed together, God will pour out His blessing on it.
因此，我们就是要体贴一些软弱的弟兄姐妹。
So we have to be mindful for those who are spiritually weak.
也要照顾一些幼小的弟兄姐妹。
And take care of those who are young.
我想神是信实的。
We believe the Lord is faithful.
他绝不会把他的旨意藏着不让我们看见。
He will not hide His will that we will not know it.
如果我们真心的去寻求。
If we truly want to seek His will,
他一定会把这个整个他的旨意一点一点的向我们展开。
He will reveal His will a little by little.
让我们众弟兄姐妹都有同样的看见。
That all of us will have the same mind.
让我们众弟兄姐妹为了一样的目标，我们一起来努力。
So we can have the same goal and pursue it.
所以当我六月份寻求神的旨意的时候，我定下这个题目的时候。
So in June, as I think about this topic,
他就很清楚的让我看见我应该讲些什么东西。
The Lord showed me that what I should speak on.
而慢慢的让我们得到印证，就是我们可以从上几个礼拜，不论是从王弟兄或者从林三刚弟兄他们所讲的内容看来。
And I felt that it was approved by especially these few weeks what the Brother Wong and Brother Lin had talked about.
我们所有的题目都围绕在一个中心，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The common theme has been the church is the body of Christ.
耶稣基督是我们的头。
And Christ is our head.
我们弟兄姐妹必须连接在一起。
We have to be united.
所以呢，我们可以看见神的旨意是经过祷告。
So we know that God's will had come when we pray together.
也经过一些慢慢环境的印证。
And also have been approved by whatever the circumstances have shown.
他就清清楚楚的呈现在我们的面前。
And His will is very clear.
我想今天我们继续我们上次交通的。
And we'll continue what we have mentioned last time.
我们上一次交通了，我们就说，当神做一桩事情的时候，他是有一个整个的计划的。
So we talked about last time is when God wants to perform something, He has a whole plan before.
他不会忽然之间来一个来叫我们来去做一桩事情。
He will not suddenly want us to do something.
我们上礼拜我们可以看见，首先从耶利米的预言当中。
First of all, in the prophecy of Jeremiah.
耶利米他在预言的一开始，神就在很早以前，他就说这些以色列民因为得罪了神，因此神要惩罚他们。
So as Jeremiah said, because the Israelites have sinned against him, so the Lord is going to punish them.
这个惩罚就是让他们家破国亡。
Is that they have lost their nation?
然后被掳到巴比伦去。
They're taken captives to Babylon.
但是这并不是神的旨意。
But this is not God's will.
神的心意是要把这个国家重新建立起来。
The Lord wants to rebuild His nation.
因此他也预言70年以后，这些人要重新的从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
And there's a prophecy that after 70 years, these people is going to go back, return, and rebuild the city.
这是在事情没有发生以前，神就预言到整个的事情。
So before this happened, the Lord had foretell this whole thing.
接着我们在但以理的祷告当中，我们可以清清楚楚的看见。
Again, in the prayer of Daniel, we clearly see this.
因为70年差不多就过去了。
Because 70 years just about over.
但以理知道神当初所允许的这些事情。
Daniel knew about what God had promised them.
但是为什么到现在神还没有开始动工？
But how come the Lord had not done anything?
因此但以理就付出了很大的代价来祷告。
So Daniel paid a lot of cost in praying on this.
甚至于付出了被丢到狮子洞、面临死亡的这样的事情，他仍然祷告。
Even though he was being thrown in the lion's den, he continued to pray to the Lord.
当一切的事情都准备好的时候，
When everything is ready,
神就开始动工了。
The Lord started to work.
这是我们上一次谈到的。
This is what we mentioned last time.
神首先他激动了一个外邦王波斯王古列。
First of all, the Lord stirred up the king of Persia.
让他下诏通知全国，准许以色列人回国去重建圣殿。
He had a proclamation that allowed all the Israelites go back to their native land to rebuild.
他不仅口头上允许这么做。
Not only he did it through his mouth.
而且他在人力在财力上也大力的支持他们。
He supported this matter with money and also with people.
光光有这个古列王的允许还不够。
Only with the permission of this Cyrus king of Persia is not enough.
于是神又激动犹大和便雅米支派的族长、祭司和利未人。
And God also stirred up the heart of the chief priests and Judah.
就是一切被神所激动的这些人，他们起来要去耶路撒冷，要重新建这个圣殿。
The Lord stirred up a lot of people to return to rebuild Jerusalem.
这是我们上次交通的。
This is what we shared last time.
所以当这个差不多有50,000人全部动员起来，他们要去的时候，
As this 50,000 people ready to go back,
而且又带了如此多的金银财宝，
and also they brought a lot of silver and gold with them.
他们在路上要怎么行？
How can they travel?
他们这一段时间里面所遇到的难处，他们要怎么解决？
How can they solve this, all the problems they encounter?
而更重要的是，当他们到了耶路撒冷以后，一片荒凉的情况下，他们如何来把这个圣殿重新建立起来？
More importantly, as they go back to the deserted Jerusalem, how are they going to rebuild the temple?
这不仅仅是一个建筑的重新的建立。
Not only is it just an architectural rebuilding,
更是以色列每人一个灵里面的重新的建立。
It is a rebuilding of the spirit of this Israelite.
让他们重新回到唯一的真神，我们的耶和华神面前。
Is that they have to return to the only true God, our Jehovah God.
所以这是以色列民一个极大的事情。
So this is a great matter among them.
在这一些事情发生之前，神就开始预备他的器皿。
As all this, before all these things happened, God already prepared his vessels.
他们前后有两，主要的有两批的人回去。
There are two stages of returning.
第一批回去的时候，神预备了所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚。
In the first return, God prepared Zerubbabel and also the high priest Joshua.
第二个阶段，他们回去的时候，神预备的是以斯拉和尼希米。
The second time when they returned, God prepared Nehemiah and Ezra.
那神是如何预备这四个主要的领袖？
How did God prepare these major four leaders?
这些领袖又有什么样的特征？
What kind of characteristic there is for these leaders?
他们是如何的搭配？
How did they work together?
这是在以色列重建历史当中一个很重要的一点。
This is a very important point as they are trying to rebuild.
同样的，今天在我们教会，我们教会要重新回到神的面前。
So as our church again go back to the Lord.
让我们的教会成为在地上成为一个光，成为一个盐。
That church will become the light and salt of the world.
那我们的神要如何来预备我们的教会？
How's the Lord going to prepare our church?
我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我们的同工们该如何的分工，如何的合作？
How our co-workers should divide up the tasks and how we should work together.
让我们能够各尽所能来建设我们的神的宝，神的殿。
How we should perform all our functions that the church of God might be rebuilt.
所以今天我想和大家分享其中的两个人物。
So today I'd like to share with you these two characters.
是我们分享所罗巴伯和约书亚。
It's Zerubbabel and also Joshua.
我们一起来看三段的圣经，在以斯拉记里面。
And we'll turn to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记的第一章。
Chapter 1, Ezra, chapter 1.
我们看 以斯拉记第一章的第八节。
The book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 8.
在这里让我们可以看波斯王古列派库官米提里达将这器皿拿出来按数交给犹大的首领色巴撒。
Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Meredith, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah.
然后我们看第十一节
And also verse 11.
在第九第十节里面他比较详细的介绍这些有多少东西
In verse 9 and 10 and describe what are the vessels
然后在十一节里面说金银器皿共有5400件被掳的人从巴比伦上耶路撒冷的时候色巴色在这一将这一切都带上来
In all there were 5400 articles of gold and of silverShishbaza brought all these along when the exiles came up from Babylon to Jerusalem.
然后我们跳到第二章的第二节。
And we'll jump to chapter 2, verse 2.
在这里他谈到了他们当初回去的时候有多少的领袖。
Here he talk about all the leaders that is among the exiles that are going to return.
他们是同着所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼西米、西乃亚、利乃亚、莫迪改、比萨、米斯拔比格瓦列利宏巴拿回来了
In company were Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispah, Bezal, Raham, and Bena. These are the list of the men of the people of Israel.
在这里我们可以看见一共有十二位领袖
Here we can see there are 12 leaders.
这十二位领袖也许就是十二个支派的领袖。
It could be the leaders of the 12 tribes.
但是我们特别知道的是，所罗巴伯和耶稣亚是他们领袖当中的领袖，是最主要的人物。
So we can see that Zerubbabel and Joshua are the leader of leaders.
所以我们首先来看所罗巴伯。
Let's look at the person Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯在前面第一章的时候，他所提到的时候，他用的名字是色巴色。
In chapter 1,Zerubbabel's name is Sheshbazzar.
我们知道这是巴比伦的名字。
We know this is a Babylonian name.
因为他出生在巴比伦。
Because he was born in Babylon.
而所罗巴伯是他原来的希伯来的文希伯来人的名字。
And Zerubbabel is a Hebrew name.
在大卫的这个整个的家谱当中。
In the genealogy of David.
我们可以看见，如果我们读下去的时候呢，当他们被掳到巴比伦的时候呢，他是说撒拉铁生了所罗巴伯。
So in the genealogy is that Shatia begot Zerubbabel.
所以这联系下来，让我们可以看见所罗巴伯他的家庭，他是一个大卫的直系的下来的。
So we know that Zerubbabel is the descendant of David.
是有王的一个直接的血统的。
He has a royal blood in him.
当我们在美国的时候
when we are in the United States,
当我们的孩子出生的时候
as our children were born,
往往我们会给他起一个美国就英文的名字。
We will give them an American name.
同时我们也许也还会帮他起一个中文的名字。
We might also give him a Chinese name.
就好像所罗巴伯和名字一样。
Just like the name of Zerubbabel.
他既有他原来的希伯来文希伯来人应该有的名字
He has his own Hebrew name
他也有在当地出生的时候的名字
He also has his name in a Babylonian name
但是这一切让我们可以看见他是怎么样一个人
But here we can see what kind of person he is
他是有正统的王的血统的
He has the royal blood in him
但是这并不能够让我们认为这就是神要用他的原因。
But we do not see that this is the real reason why God wants to use him.
神用他不是因为他是怎么样的出身。
God used him not because of how he was born.
而是看他是怎么样的一个人。
It is what kind of person he is.
所以当我们刚刚读的这个第一章的第八节和十一节的时候，我们看见他第一个特征。
So in verse 8 and verse 11, we see a characteristic.
当时古列王把这些从前从巴比伦从耶路撒冷掳来的所有的金银器皿，共用5400件。
So we know that they have 5,400 articles of gold and silver that they took from Jerusalem.
这都是殿里的宝贝。
These are the treasures of the temple.
这是以色列人的宝贝。
The treasures of Israelites.
而且如果我们前后在读的时候呢，我们可以看见，当这些以色列人回去的时候，他们没有去的人，他们都把他们的金银首饰很多的东西都奉献给他们，让他们带回去去重建圣殿。
So not only that, those people who did not go back and return, they donate a lot of the gold and silver, give it to this exile to return to rebuild the temple.
如果所罗巴伯是一个贪小的人。
If Zerubbabel is a greedy person,
如果他不是一个正直的人。
If he's not a righteous person,
那这么多的东西，这么多的金银财宝由他来带。
And he is in charge of all this gold and silver, so much of them.
他随随便便拿一些东西，他就可以发财了。
And he would become rich. It would just take some of these articles.
但是在这里，即使一个外邦的王，他都看出来一点。
Even this foreign king, he can tell.
所罗巴伯是一个正直可靠的人。
That Zerubbabel is a righteous and a trustworthy man. 所罗巴伯
不是一个贪财的人。
He is not a greedy person.
所罗巴伯是一个值得信任的人。
He is a trustworthy person.
因此他就把所有的这些东西交给了所罗巴伯。
So he gave all these articles and appoint Zerubbabel to take care of them.
这是我们看见所罗巴伯的第一个特征。
So this is the first characteristic of Zerubbabel.
第二个特征让我们可以看见的是。
The second characteristic we can see.
他们这五万人。
This 50,000 people.
他带了如此多的金银财宝。
They brought so much gold and silver.
在路上要有很长的一段时间。
It is a long journey for returning.
他如何分配，如何保护这些宝贝
？How is he going to protect and organize this thing?
因为在这个路上会碰到其他的民族、其他外邦人的搅扰。
Because they might encounter other people's disturbance.
也可能碰到一些野兽的侵略。
Or being encounter some wild beasts.
所以他整个如何来组织，如何来带领这五万人回去。
How's going to lead, how's going to organize this 50,000 people returning to Jerusalem?
让这些东西能够安安全全的到达耶路撒冷。
So all these things will be safely returned to Jerusalem.
所以他又是一个非常好的领导者，非常有能力的组织者。
So he is a very good leader and a very able organizer.
这是所罗巴伯的第二个特征。
So this is the second characteristic.
而第三个特征让我们可以看见的。
The third characteristic we can see here.
那是更重要的一个特征。
A more important one.
在哈该书第二章23节里面提到。
In our book of Haggai, mention.
他说万军之耶和华说我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊到那日我必以你为印因我拣选了你这是万军之耶和华说的。
It said, on that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty.
印什么意思？
What is this signet ring?
虽然我们今天我们在美国我们很少会用到。
In America, we hardly use this now.
我们什么东西就签个名就解决了。
Whatever we need to do, we just sign our name and that's it.
但是很多重要的文件我们还是用印。
But many important documents, there's still a need for signet ring.
而且不仅是印，而且是钢印。
And not only is a very important a steel signet ring.
我们可以在我们的护照上，我们可以看见一个钢印印在上面。
We can see from our passport there are some stamps of signet ring.
我们在我们的结婚证书上，我们可以看见在下面有一个钢印。
And also in our wedding certificate, there is a stamp there.
同样的，如果我们在我们房地产这些重要的证据的文件上面，也有钢印在上面。
And also in more important like real estate documents, there's also stamps there.
这个印就代表权柄。
And the stamps represent authority.
当你被盖了印以后，这一切就是合法的了。
And when everything is stamped, it is legal.
这就是有效的。
And it's effective.
这就是有权柄。
It has authority.
今天神以所罗巴伯为印。
And the Lord used Zerubbabel as a signet ring.
这是何等的荣耀。
What glory that is.
也因为所罗巴伯的为人在神面前看见他是值得神所信任的。
Because Zerubbabel is being taken as trustworthy before the Lord.
所罗巴伯所做的事情，神认定认可。
Because God had approved of this person, Zerubbabel.
让我们可以看见所罗巴伯今天就是所以能够担当这个重任，是因为神认可了他。
And that Zerubbabel is able to take this burden on him because God had approved of him.
这是神对所罗巴伯的认识。
This is how the Lord know about Zerubbabel.
我们再来看另外一节是所罗巴伯如何对神的认识。
And also we can see how Zerubbabel know about God.
这是在撒迦利亚书的第四章第六节和第七节。
It is in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 and 7.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯的面前，你必成为平地。
So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.Said the Lord Almighty, What are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground.
这是神对所罗巴伯的教导。
This is the teaching that God gave Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯也牢记神这样的教导。
And he remembered what the Lord had taught him.
因为他知道他前面这个路是一个艰巨的路。
He knows that the journey before me is a difficult journey.
这条路不是他凭自己的能力和才能所能够走下去的。
He knew that this is not the journey that he can take by his own talent and ability.
他必须靠着圣灵的指引。
He must trust in the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他必须牢牢记住神的教导。
He must remember clearly of God's teaching.
这是所罗巴伯之所以被神用的其中的另很重要的一个原因。
So this is also one of the reasons why God can use Zerubbabel.
同样的，这样的事对我们今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹来说。
So the same way, this to us.
我们教会要得到重新，能够得到复兴。
If the church wants to be revived.
不是靠我们一个人或者几个人的能力所能够办到的。
It's not through one or few persons.
我们应该众弟兄姐妹一起来到神的面前，好好的祷告。
That we need to come before Him and pray.
也不是我们组织的几个人，组织的一些人，我们就能够把整个教会带领起来。
And not that we can do it through organization of few, organizing few people.
我们必须把整个的弟兄姐妹像一个身体上的每一个肢体，我们联合在一起。一起行动。
Is that a whole church like a whole body? Every member move together.
这样子，我们照着神的旨意，我们朝前走。
And according to His will, we will go forward.
所罗巴伯是神所预备的第一位的领袖。
So Zerubbabel is the first leader that God had prepared.
我们看见他本身的特征。
So we saw his characteristics.
我们也看见神对他的信任。
And how God trusts in him.
我们也看见他如何来依靠我们的神。
And how Zerubbabel trusts in the Lord.
神预备的第二位是祭司约书亚。
And the second person is Joshua the high priest.
我们来看一段圣经，这段比较长，在撒迦利亚书的第三章。
It is a little long. It is in Book of Zechariah, chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3.
从第一节我们读到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
我想我先用中文来读一遍，然后小梅用我们英文再给大家一起读一遍。
Read it in Chinese first and then in English.
第三章的第一节，天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前，使者吩咐站在面前的说，你们要脱去他污秽的衣服，又对约书亚说，我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服，我说我要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服，耶和华的使者在旁边站立。耶和华的使者告诫约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，遵行我的命令， 你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇，我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing on his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, Take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you. Then I said, Put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua, This is what the Lord Almighty says, If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts.And I will give you a place among these standing here.
在这七节圣经当中
In these seven verses,
我们可以找到七点
There are seven points.
这个七点也可以说是一个属神的一个忠心侍奉的人他应该具有的一些特征
Or the characteristic for a faithful servant of God.
也可以说这一个人是神如何的带领他让他进到一个神所满意的地步
Or how the Lord had...lead him so that he can be satisfactory to the Lord.
当这一切都具备了
When everything is ready,
神就赐他权柄
And the Lord will give him the authority.
让他来管理神的家来看守神的院
That he will govern God's house and have charge of God's court.
所以我们从这段圣经呢我们来一步的看这七步是如何过来的
So we look at this steps, how each step proceed to the next.
第一个我们可以看见是一个人当你愿意来侍奉神跟着神走的时候撒旦魔鬼一定会来和你作对。
So we see if a person is willing to commit himself to the Lord, Satan for sure will attack him.
在这里说大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
He said Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him.
我们都知道撒旦就是魔鬼。
We know Satan is the devil.
他就是神的对头。
He is God's adversary.
他就是想尽的办法来和神作对。
He do all kinds of methods to oppose God.
或者就想尽办法来破坏人和神之间的关系。
Or he want to do everything to destroy the relationship between God and man.
我想我们每一个弟兄姐妹一定都有这样的经历。
I think all of us have this experience.
很多的时候当我们还没有信主的时候
Before we are Christians.
也许我们的日子也就平平安安的。
We live our days in peace.
比上不足，比下有余。
We are not worse than others, and not better than others.
当你被神的爱所激动的时候，当你想要信主的时候
，But as you are stirred by God's love and want to believe in Him,
往往就有一些想不到的难处就发生了。
And there will be troubles that will come along.
你忽然生病了
，And suddenly you got sick.
你忽然丢掉了工作了
，Or you lost your job.
等等的难处就来到你的面前
and many many difficulties encounter you
来动摇你对神的信心
and to shake your faith toward God
动摇你那刚刚所萌芽的这一点的信心
or just want to break those little sprout of faith that just grew
当你能够挺过来
but if you're able to stand
当你能够靠着神靠着弟兄姐妹的帮助能够走过来
And through God and the help of the brothers and sisters, and just go past the stage.
你会看见你前面的路是越走越广。
And you will see that the road before you is wider.
撒旦魔鬼就是用各种的计谋、各种的办法来阻拦我们到神的面前来。
Satan tried to use all kinds of schemes and snares that we cannot come before God.
当你信主以后。
After you believe,
如果你也只做一个礼拜天的基督徒
if you just become a Christian of only Sunday,
啊，礼拜天我到教会来聚个会
Sunday I just come to church,
然后回去了什么也不做
and when you go home you don't do anything.
我想这样的基督徒，撒旦魔鬼也不会来阻拦你
and in this case, Satan will not come and disturb you,
因为你也成就不了什么
because you can't accomplish much.
但是当你决定你下定决心说我要好好的读圣经。
But as you make a strong decision that I'm going to really read the Bible,
好好的来侍奉神
I want to serve the Lord.
我要专心走这条路
I want to be faithful in this way.
这时候撒旦魔鬼一定会来阻拦你
And Satan will come to oppose you.
让你退却
and that you will retreat,
让你回到冷淡的地步
and you become cold.
这让我们可以看见撒旦魔鬼就是神的对头。
So we see that Satan is God's adversary.
撒旦魔鬼就是要和我们作对。
He wants to oppose us.
阻拦我们到神的面前来。
To stop us from coming before the Lord.
我们都记得在马可福音当中第八章当中。
In Mark chapter 8.
当主耶稣要去耶路撒冷的时候。
As Jesus wanted to go to Jerusalem.
他的那些门徒们阻拦他。
And the disciples trying to stop him.
主就责备说撒旦退我后面去吧。
So Jesus rebuked, Peter said that, get behind me, Satan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们在这些难处当中。
Among all these troubles that we face.
当我们这些难处是因为我们 要信主，我们要爱主的时候所遇到的这些难处。
All the troubles we have because we want to believe and love the Lord.
我们的神一定会在我们的前面来帮助我们。
The Lord will be before us to help us.
在我们四围来保护我们。
He will surround us with protection.
让我们能够经过这个难关。
That we can go through these difficulties.
我们都知道，我们虽然我们被视为被围。
That we, although we be surrounded.
但是我们绝对不会被打倒。
We will not be defeated.
我想我们弟兄姐妹有没有碰到这样的难处？
Have you encountered these difficulties?
当你要信主了，是不是有一些想不到的难处发生？
Is that when you wanted to believe in God, there is the problems that you did not envision to happen?
当你要好好的侍奉主
As you wanted to serve the Lord,
当整个的教会要好好的走这条路的时候
And is the whole church want to walk in this way,
一定会碰到一些难处
We will encounter difficulties.
但是这些难处不是靠我们自己的聪明智慧能够克服的
But we cannot overcome this with our wisdom.
我们要靠着神的带领
We have to trust the Lord.
我们要回到主的面前
We have to come before the Lord.
好好的寻求
And to seek him.
神必定带我们走前面的道路。
The Lord will lead us going forward.
这是第一个我们所碰到的，就当你愿意来做，愿意来顺服，来侍奉神的时候，撒旦魔鬼一定会来阻拦。
So it's the first thing as you want to believe, you want to trust in him and serve him, the Satan for sure will come and attack you.
第二个我们要看见的。
The second thing we see,
我们是火中抽出的一根柴。
We are like a burning stick snatched from the fire.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们原来都是一批罪人。
We are a group of sinners.
我们这批罪人就好像一堆柴一样，应当被烧掉的。
We are just like a stick that should be burned up.
这个火
，the fire，
一方面是代表神的审判。
First of all, represent God's punishment.
另外一方面也可以代表就是撒旦魔鬼加在我们身上的这些试探。
Or it can represent the temptation that bestowed on us by Satan.
不论是审判也好
，No matter its judgment，
不论是试探也好
，Or temptation，
这一切的事情的最后的结果是要成就神的旨意。
All these can accomplish God's will on us.
在这里，让我们可以看见神把一根柴。从火中抽出来了。
So how God had taken a burning stick and snatched it from the fire.
这根柴原先要和其他的柴一同烧掉的。
Originally, this stick is supposed to be burned up with the other sticks.
这个人原来要和其他罪人一样被神所审判、所定罪的。
We are just like all the other sinners going to be judged and punished by God.
但是今天靠着神的恩典，靠着他的慈爱怜悯，他把我们从这一群燃烧的火当中把我们抽出来。
But through His grace and mercy, He snatches out from all these punishments.
在诗篇九十一篇第七节里面，我们都读过这首诗。
In Psalm 91 verse 7.
虽有千人扑倒在你的旁边，万人扑倒在你的右边，这灾却不得临近你。
It's 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
这让我们可以看见，我们一定会有很多的难处。
We see that we will encounter a lot of problems.
但是靠着神的怜悯
，But through His mercy,
他把我们拿出来了。
He will take us out.
他把我们带出来。
He will bring us through.
让我们得以保存。
That we can be preserved.
让我们能够继续有一个来侍奉神的心。
That we will continue the heart to serve Him.
就好像保罗在这个提摩太前书里面所说的。
Just like Paul in 1 Timothy said.
他说在罪人中我是罪魁。
And among the sinners, I'm the worst of them.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But I've been received favor.
我们不是我们自己有多好。
Not that we are good.
而是神的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
他把我们从这一堆柴中把我们抽出来。
He took us out from a bunch of sticks.
让我们不至于像那些不愿意接受那些罪人一样 受神的审判。
So that we will not be like those sinners who will not believe and be judged.
虽然神这样的保护我们
，Though the Lord protect us，
但是你要知道他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他不仅仅保护我们
，He not only protect us，
他希望我们变得更好。
He will help. He hope that we become better.
他希望我们能够更多的满他的心意。
That we become more satisfactory to him.
因此，他不能够把我们就留在这个污秽、肮脏的、不合神心意的这个光景当中。
He will not leave us in sins, that we cannot satisfy his heart.
所以在这里，神要为我们脱去这些旧人。
He want us to leave the old self.
所以第三步就是说，要让我们除掉这个污秽的衣服。
That he had to take away the filthy clothes that is on us.
在我们刚刚读的圣经的第三节里面
，In verse 3 that we just read.
约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在神的面前。
Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
作为一个大祭司
，As a high priest.
这是不合适的。
It is not appropriate.
在启示录当中。
In the book of Revelation,
这个衣服常常指我们的行为，我们的义。
And clothing many times talk about our actions, our righteousness.
如果我们去看以弗所书或者看哥罗西书
，If you look read the book of Ephesians or Colossians,
他也一再的教导我们。
Again and again, it taught us.
他说要脱去行为上的旧人
，Take away the old self.
穿上新人
，Put on the new self.
这个新人是照神的形象所造的。
And this new self is created according to God's image.
有圣洁的公仁义。
And that is righteousness.
在这里呢，我们刚刚所读到的那第三节圣经。
And this verse 3 that we just read.
约书亚穿着污秽的衣服。
Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes.
而且是站在神的面前。
And also he stood before the Lord.
所以这点神是要帮他改变。
So the Lord had to change this.
也神就什么要帮他脱去。污秽的衣服。
The Lord had to take off his filthy clothes.
所以这样也让我们可以看见。
And here we see.
我们不能靠我们自己的行为。
We cannot depend on our actions.
除去我们的罪。
To take away our sins.
这是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Only through the blood of Christ.
靠着神的怜悯。
And through God's mercy.
所以在这里第四节是说，是要他使者到面前来。帮他脱去他的污秽的衣服。
So in verse 4, the angel had to help to take off his filthy clothes.
然后去到他的，使他脱离罪孽。
So that he be taken away from his sin.
这是让我们可以看见的第三点。
So this is the third point.
我们光光脱离了罪还不够。
So only to taking away sin is not enough.
所以第四节的最后就让我们可以要给你穿上。华美的衣服。
And in verse 4 is that he's going to put rich garments on him.
也让我们看一下，这华美的衣服不是我们自己穿上的。
So this garment is not putting on by ourselves.
神给我们的荣耀。
It is a glory that God bestowed on us.
神带领我们走前面的路。
It's the Lord that lead us forward.
所以这个华美的衣服
，this rich garment
是耶稣基督的香气。
It is really the aroma of Christ himself.
是属灵的美德。
Is the attributes, spiritual attributes.
这也就是我们经常所说的圣灵所结的九种果子。
Or we always mention is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱喜乐。
Love, peace, and joy.
和平忍耐。
Patience.
恩赐良善。
Kindness, goodness.
信实温柔。
Faithfulness, gentleness.
再加上节制。
And self-control.
这些东西是靠着神不断的来帮助我们。
All these is through God's help that we have.
这也是我们每一个愿意来侍奉神的人应当所有的一个品格。
Also, these are the characters for those who want to serve the Lord.
我们很这个礼拜六我们就有一个福音的聚会。
This coming Saturday we have a gospel meeting.
这不仅仅靠讲员口中所说的话。
It is not only through what the speaker would talk about.
让我们每一个被邀请到教会来的，一进到这个教会就能够闻到耶稣基督的香气。
Is that everyone being invited to church, they can smell the aroma of Christ here.
就能够看到主的爱。
They can see the love of God.
让他们可以看见教会和一般的社团是不同的。
That they can see the church is very different from other organizations.
因此当讲员还没有开始讲的时候，他就有一种想望、一种追求的这样的心。
Is that before the speaker will start to speak, they will have the desire to be part of us.
所以我们必须要穿上华美的衣服。
So we must put on the rich garments.
这不是我们的外表。
It is not our outward person.
这是从我们心里所发出来的一种耶稣基督的香气。
It is the aroma that came out from within us is from Christ.
神还要继续的把恩典加给我们。
And God will continue to give us more grace.
在第五节里面我们可以看见。
In verse 5, you can see,
他要将敬洁的冠冕戴在他的头上。
He said, put a clean turban on his head.
冠冕让我们可以看见更是一个人的表现。
And turban is also how a person will look like.
因为当我们看一个人从远处过来的时候，我们首先从头看到脚。
So as a person is walking toward you, the first thing you see is his head.
这个人头上戴什么帽子？
What kind of head that person is wearing?
往往有一种特别的意义。
And it will mean something.
当我们大学毕业的时候，
When we graduate from college,
我们都戴一顶方帽子。
And we have a graduation hat.
这个方帽子代表我们的知识，代表我们的专业的水准。
And it represents our education and also a standard of our profession.
同样，当皇帝登基的时候
，Again, also when a king is being enthroned,
他要加冕，也要戴一个皇冠。
In the coronation, he had to put on his crown.
这表示他的权柄和他的地位。
It represents his authority and his status.
同样，在世俗的里面，如果去选一个什么世界小姐。
So also in this world, if people in electing a Miss World or Miss Universe,
当她得了冠军以后，也要戴一个冠冕。
And when she became the first prize, he also put a crown.
这个冠冕可能是代表她的美貌，也可能代表她的才智，她的各方面的表现。
That crown represents his beauty and also his ability and other things.
这是世俗的东西。
These are the worldly things.
那对于我们基督徒来说，我们要戴什么样的冠冕？
So as Christian, what kind of a crown should we wear?
什么样的帽子戴在我们头上是最合适的？
What kind of hat is appropriate for our head?
保罗在提摩太后书里面告诉我们。
In the Second Timothy, Paul has said.
我想这一节圣经也是大家非常非常熟悉的。
It's something we are very familiar with.
他说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。”
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
所以让我们可以看见这个冠冕，这个荣耀的冠冕。
So this glorious crown.
不是靠我们自己的行为。
It's not through our deeds.
是我们的神赐给我们的。
It is given to us by our Lord.
这是一种何等的荣耀。
How glorious that is.
而且保罗在提摩太前书更清楚地告诉我们。
In his First Timothy, Paul told us.
我们的盼望和喜悦并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？
What is the joy and the crown that we boast about?
我们每一个基督徒，我们都在盼我们得到一个冠冕。
We all hope to have the crown.
那这是怎么样的冠冕？
What kind of crown is that?
保罗前面告诉我们，这是一个正义的一个冠冕。
It is crowned of righteousness.
那在这一段里，保罗如何告诉我们呢？
But in another passage, Paul said,
他说，岂不是我们的主耶稣基督来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
Is that when isn't that when Christ came again, you're able to stand firm before Him?
在这里没有提到这是怎么样的冠冕。
It didn't mention what kind of crown is it.
但是就让我们知道我们该做怎么样的一个人。
It show us what kind of person we should be.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
As the Lord come back.
在主耶稣的审判台面前。
Before His judgment seat.
我们能够不能够站立得住
？Are we able to stand firm?
这不是凭我们一件两件事情来衡量。
It's not being measured by one or two things.
就是看我们一生，我们在神面前是如何生活的。
It's how we live before the Lord all through our lives.
因为诗篇告诉我们
，In the book of Psalm, it told us,
如果神追究的话，我们谁能够在他面前站立得住呢
？Who can escape God's judgment? How can stand before Him?
今天保罗清清楚楚地告诉我们
，Here Paul told us,
我们所盼望的冠冕。
The crown that we desire.
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，我们能够在他的面前站立得住
？Is that isn't not we can able to stand firm before him when he comes back again?
当我们读圣经、读旧约的时候
，As we read the Old Testament,
我们可以看见大祭司的服装。
We know the attire of the high priest.
大祭司整套的服装当中一定包括那顶帽子。
And in his home, all the dresses that include the turban.
哎，这顶帽子上写什么？
What is the turban said?
归耶和华为圣。
It's a holy to the Lord, holiness to the Lord.
这一句话
In this sentence,
在所有中文版不论任何版本上都是有特别大的黑字来印出来的。
And in all Chinese translation, it has put in bold letters.
不仅仅是中文。
Not only in Chinese.
如果你去翻英文圣经，翻任何言语所印的圣经，这一句话都是用大的黑体字，归耶和华为圣。
It also happened in bold in all other languages.
这让我们可以看见。
So we can see.
我们一生，我们做每一桩的事情的时候。
So everything that we do.
我们能不能够把这桩事情归给我们的神
is, Can we attribute this to the Lord?
而且不仅归给神而且是归给耶和华为圣这是一桩圣事
It's also holiness to the Lord
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都有这样的愿望
May all of us have this desire
我们愿意脱掉污秽的衣服
That we'll take off all our filthy clothes
我们愿意穿上新衣
We put on the new clothes
我们更愿意加上这个冠冕
And add on to this holy turban
归耶和华为圣
Holiness to the Lord
这是我们应该有的生活
This is the life that we should live
最后一点让我们可以看见当这样东西都准备好的时候
and everything is ready, the last thing
神再次教导我们
The Lord again teaches
这是在第七节里面
In verse 7
他说万军之耶和华如此说你若遵行我的道谨守我的命令
This is what the Lord Almighty says If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements
这是神要我们做的
This is what the Lord wants us to do.
神要我们遵行他的道。
He wants us to walk in His ways.
他要我们谨守他的命令。
And keep His requirements.
作为一个神的儿女。
As a child of God.
我们的生活不是凭我们自己。
We do not live our own life.
我欢喜的我就去做。
Whatever I want to do, I'll do.
我说话不是凭我自己。
We should not speak according to our desire.
我爱说什么我就说什么。
We cannot speak whatever we desire.
我们要遵行神的道。
We need to keep His ways.
我们要谨守神的命令。
Keep His requirements.
让我们做一个谨慎的人。
That we become a very careful person.
说造就人的话。
We'll say anything that will edify to other people.
做荣耀神的事。
We'll do things that glorify Him.
当我们这六点都已经差不多齐备了。
Well, we are already in these six points.
神就把他的重担就加给我们了。
And the Lord will give us His appointment.
把他的责任就加给我们。
He give us the duty.
我们继续读下去
We continue to read it.
你就可以管理我的家看守我的院宇
Then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts
神就把这个荣耀的责任交给我们
God will give us this glorious task
虽然我们有的时候还不够
Although we do not measure up
虽然我们有的时候还是跌倒
At times we fell
但是神看重的是我们这个人的本质
God wants to see our real essence of ourselves.
这样的人是神所能够信靠的。
That kind of person that God can trust.
所以当神对我们有委托的时候
As the Lord have a task for us.
当教会有一个任务要交给我们的时候
As the Lord have a task for us.
我们该取怎么样的态度
What kind of attitude we should have?
我们是推却呢
Should we reject it?
我们是很谦虚的说啊我不配我不配。
Or in humility, oh, I'm not worthy.
我们应当真实的来到神的面前。
We should truly come before the Lord.
正好像以赛亚一样。
Just like Isaiah.
在以赛亚就说，神对着说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
God said, "Whom should I send? Who should I send?"
这是神对我们的呼召。
This is God's calling to us.
神要差遣谁呢？
Who would God send?
整个的教会的复兴，谁能够派谁来做这些事情呢？
If the whole revival of the church, who can be sent?
这不是传道人的责任。
It's not only the responsibility of the
这也不仅仅是我们同工的责任。
The preacher and also the co-worker.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都要像以赛亚做这样的回答。
We should be like Isaiah. Everyone of us should be doing this.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here am I, send me.
这是我们每一个人的责任。
This is each one's responsibility.
神我们的主耶稣基督已经把他自己都给了我们。
Even Jesus has given himself to us.
那我们今天能不能够舍掉我们的一些东西来跟随我们的主？
Can we also forsake something to follow him?
当神呼召我们的时候，
As the Lord calls us,
我们愿不愿意丢弃世上的这些东西？
Should we forsake all the things of the world?
来到神的宝座面前说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And come before his throne and say, Here I am.Send me.
这是神对我们每一个弟兄姐妹的要求。
This is a requirement that God is for us.
若是我们弟兄姐妹都能够好好的来思想今天 这些神给我们的圣经的章节。
As we carefully meditate on the verses,
让我们来看，在整个教会当中，我能够尽什么样的责任。
So in the whole church, what kind of responsibility I can do?
在整个教会复兴的过程当中，我能够做什么？
What can I do in this revival of the church?
让我们都能够在神面前立下这样的志愿。
So we have this desire before God.
一切的事情归耶和华为圣。
Everything is holiness to the Lord.
当神呼召的时候
，As He calls,
我们都能够说，我在这里，请差遣。
That we can respond that here I am, send me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主在天上的父，我们再次谢谢你的恩典。
Again, Lord, we want to thank you.
主，我们是何等的渺小，我们是何等的软弱。
We are so weak and we are so small.
但是我们的主却照我们的本相接受了我们。
The Lord accepts us according to our person.
今天我们成为神的儿女。
That we become the children of God.
是一等何等荣耀的事情。
What glorious it is.
让我们真实照着主的话，遵守神的旨意。
That we can go according to your will, according to your requirement.
让我们每一个人能够成为神的忠心而又良善的管家。
So that we can be good and faithful servants of God.
当我们主再来的时候，我们能够在主的面前站立得住。
That when you come back, that we can stand firm before you.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.